Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. I bless all of you in Jesus' name, and I want you to know I pray every day for my spiritual family, my UCM partners, my radio family. Some of you have never written, but that makes no difference. I'm praying for you and believing that God is going to move in your life in powerful, wonderful ways. We have a beautiful inheritance, a great future ahead of us. But, beloved, as I've been sharing these last several days, we are in warfare. Jesus said, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And He's given us everything that enables us to fight the good fight of faith, that we are in warfare. We're not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. And so that's why I've taken the time this week, and I can see that we're going to go on into next week, sharing the dynamics of spiritual warfare. And I have been listing now, or sharing with you, four major ways in which Satan attacks. The first way, and it doesn't really matter how long we've served the Lord, he's especially sometimes I'm successful with new believers, converts to the cause of Christ, and that is to make us question and doubt our relationship with the Lord. And secondly, when that does not prove to be successful, then he could do it simultaneously. He'll attack with the veracity of God's word, just as he did in the beginning with our first parents. Hath God said? And we begin to see that perhaps maybe the Bible, we officially say that yes, it's God's word and we believe it, but somehow it doesn't apply in our lives. But beloved, the word of God is not the work of man, but it's the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit moved on holy men of old and wrote down the very thoughts of God that we will know and understand how we can walk in our Christian life. The Bible is God breathed. The holy men of old were moved upon by the Spirit of God, and they wrote as the Spirit spoke. Over many, many centuries, they were men of great learning, and some that were like a farmer. Amos, for example, he was not of the priestly caste, the school of the prophets. Yet we can be assured, because of the thematic unity of the Word of God and many other ways, that all Scripture is inspired by God. It's given by God. Man was simply the instrument, but God was the author. Just like one would take up a pen and write what he is thinking, so are the holy men of God. They were God's pens, if you will. And God wrote with them, revealing what he wanted for his beloved creation, his very thoughts toward his world and mankind. Satan, for a time and season, is called the god of this world. But beloved, we can rejoice because his season is coming to an end. The devil desires to repudiate the word of God. He hates the word of God. And we know John calls Jesus the manifestation of the Word. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus, the very Word of God, spoke the worlds into existence at the time of creation. He maliciously, the devil does, attacks the Word at every opportunity. He hates Jesus. He attacks the Word. And the thing is, he's not flesh and blood. He's a eternal spirit, and he doesn't weary. And he is very well versed in the nature and character of mankind. He knows how to skillfully attack and undermine every one of us. Let us not diminish his ability, but let us not fear. Let us look to the authority and the power of the Lord. We're no match for the devil, beloved, you and I. And you're very foolish if you think you are. However, in Christ, we've got an elder brother, and he's going to fight our battles for us. When the devil knocks on your door, I heard someone say, just have Jesus open it and have him deal with the devil. And beloved, he attacks, the devil does, at every opportunity. He uses all kinds of people to work his works of deception and harm and maliciousness, if you will. He neither rests, desists, or ceases from his intent. If he can keep you as a child of God from taking God's word as fact, as reality, if he can impart the smallest amount of doubt towards God's word, he's happy. Why? Because Satan knows the very moment that you or I begin to see the unlimited promises of God and the unlimited possibilities that we have as sons and daughters of God, will no longer be defeated. All things are possible to him that believes. That's what Jesus said. Do you believe that? It might seem fantastic, but that's what he said. No longer, beloved, will Satan be able to instill doubt. No longer will you and I live a defeated life. On the contrary, the moment we begin to appropriate the promises of God for our lives, as we begin to rebuke and resist the devil, as scriptures tell us, being submitted to God and refusing to accept anything that Satan would bring our way, we move from the realm of a defeated, weak, unsure, fearful, doubting Christian into the realm of overcoming power, beloved, being more than conquerors through him who loved us. Beloved, that's Jesus' desire for you. He doesn't want you defeated anymore. He wants you to know that right now you are more than a conqueror through the Lord Jesus Christ. And beloved, don't be misled. Don't be deceived. Satan will stand up against every child of God. He'll try to hinder you in every way he can. And only if we, as the children of God, will take our stand for the Lord in the authority of his word, will we overcome the work of Satan against us. He's a formidable foe. We don't have to be afraid of him, however. Jesus, in Matthew, the 4th chapter, quoted the word against Satan. Remember, he'd been fasting 40 days in the wilderness, and he was allowed to be tested by the enemy, and he gave for us, for all time, a standard of how we, as God's people, are to resist the enemy. He said, It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. This was when he was naturally, 40 days without any food. Beloved, if you've never done that, let me tell you, your body is crying out for nourishment. Depending on body weight, you could be at the very verge of starvation, which will be terminal. So, beloved, just know that Jesus was very hungry, and yet he resisted the enemy, the temptation to call, and he had the ability to have those stones turned into bread, but he refused, giving us an example. And beloved, for you and I, it is written, is our battle cry. When we come to the place that we know, not just think, not just hope so, but we know that the word of God is true, the word of God is factual, the word of God is relevant for your life. Beloved, you're no longer going to stand in the shadows of the cross, but you will walk in the sunshine of his living presence every day. You will know that he is risen, that he's alive, and that he's living to make intercession for you and I every day. Jesus Christ defeated Satan on every hand. He took the power away from him and vanquished him in our behalf. So, beloved, if that's the case, and it is, you and I don't have to yield and live below the place that God has provided for us as the children of God. So, the Word of God tells us what we're to do. We're to be submitted to God, and we're to resist the devil, were to resist those thoughts and those doubts of your relationship with the Lord, of the veracity of the Word of God. And we're not only to resist them, but we are to refuse to entertain them. And sometimes, beloved, it's really a battle. You put it out of your mind, and then just a few seconds later, it's back again. That's the kind of warfare we are in, beloved. But if you will persist, those thoughts may come, but they will not stay. And the devil knows this only too well. That's why he tries so hard to get each one of us to doubt the Word of God. If Satan can instill in our minds and in our hearts just a glimmer of doubt as to the authenticity of Holy Scriptures, he has already won the battle. For then he's knocked the sword of the Spirit out of our hands, and we stand defenseless against the attacks of Satan. Beloved, that's exactly what he wants us to do. Beloved, we are told in Ephesians to put on the whole armor of God. The only offensive weapon we have, everything else is defensive, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked one. The sword of the Spirit will cut through every lie and deception the enemy would bring against us. Beloved, there's more I want to share, but I'm going to reserve that till next week. In the moments that remain, I just want to pray briefly. Father, you've heard all the things we've shared. And Father, we thank you that Jesus did such a perfect work for us. And Father, right now I pray for my radio family, my UCM partners. I pray, Lord, that we will not be subject to these wiles of the enemy, to doubt our relationship with you or to doubt the Word of God. Father, I pray that faith will arise in our hearts, the very faith of God that you have given us, that we will resist every lie, every deception of the evil one, and we will understand that we don't have to be defeated. We don't have to be up one day and down the next, but we can live a consistently victorious life. Father, you wouldn't have given this to us in your Word if it were not possible. Lord, we know that we'll never walk in a sinless life. We'll never be absolutely perfect until you come. But Lord, our heart's desire is for that perfection, and you will honor our heart's cry. Praise God. Well, beloved, my time is gone. I invite you to write if there's a particular area that's been so challenging for you. The announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write. Thank you for joining me. I love you. And until next week, this is Sister Glass saying may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.